Thank you very much for inviting me to this very interesting conference. The presentation by the Professor Alexander Dugin was very interesting. It's inspiring. I fully agree from the point of view of our fight and experience. I fully agree with the idea of a multipolar world, of course, because a unipolar world is very dangerous. It means imperialism, dictatorship, and we need, as African, I apologize for my poor English. I'm rather French speaking, as they say, but I try to communicate in this language. And we need, it's challenging, very challenging. I understand. I agree with Dr. Zakaria. Africa is very diverse, very rich. There are many many traditions and way of thinking, many cultures. Of course, there are Africans, not Africa. But it's up to us to reflect on this and to find a way to bring together. To take what's common and what's relevant from those traditions. Nothing will come from the sky. Nothing will come itself. It's we who have to reflect on the state of affairs and to find a way to go forward. Somalis have their hair, yes. Somalis have their traditions. The other African societies are their own cultures and way of viewing and living in the world. So we together with the other intellectuals and scholars, we need to reflect on this and to find a way, knowing that the Western model failed in our countries, in our respective countries. And it's normal. It's normal that it failed because any society can't well function without its own rules, without its own way of viewing and living, viewing the world and living in it. Culture is very important. And if one day somebody comes from outside and says that's the way you have to think and to work and to function, it won't work. It won't work. With colonialism, show it. We are seeing it today. That's why the Western model of development, the Western model, the model of statehood. Didn't work and it's not working in Africa, especially in Djibouti. I'm from Djibouti. I've been fighting for freedom more than 30 years because this model didn't work. There's only a dictator supported by the outside world, by the Western world. As you know, in Djibouti, there are so many military bases. They are there for their own interests and they supported the dictator in place. But the people are suffering. The people are suffering. The people cannot express themselves. The people cannot look after their own affairs. And that's why we need to reflect and from our own tradition, from our own culture, we need to find a way to go forward. That's what I would like to say. I won't be long. Thank you. I won't be long. Thank you again. And I finish.